It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Cade Lyons. He is the food bank coordinator for our area. Now, the food bank is the charity of the month here at Castle Country Radio, so it's always great to get them in this time of year just to give you an idea of the things that they're going to need. And it sounds like this year, when it comes to seasonal things, turkeys, hams, the like that, they're going to need some extra help from us. So we're going to talk about that and a few other things as far as the food bank is concerned. Cade, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
So let's start off by talking about, now we kind of discussed it before you came on the air, the food bank here, it's kind of with all three, right? The Emory County Food Bank, the Grand County Food Bank, the whole area and things?
Yes, we serve Carbon, Emory, and Grand County Food Banks.
And so that's all part of everything that's coordinated out of this one. And, you know, we talk about things that people can bring to the food bank and stuff. You said that right now, though, while you're always open to take regular donations, you're okay on some of those things right now.
Yeah, we're doing all right on some of the things. The main things we're looking for really are our seasonal donations, being that turkeys, hams. We could also use cranberry sauce, stuffing, stuff of that nature.
Those kinds of things. And we were talking before we came on the air, and really you said it's a COVID-related supply issue to try and get these things in right now, and you don't see that changing.
Yes. In previous years, we've been able to order stuff when we don't have the donations coming in for our turkeys, ham, stuff like that. But this year, we have limitations on what we can order. So we're really relying on donations from the community to help support our families in need.
Okay. And if people were to go out now, because I know it's still, you know, basically 2-3 weeks away, but if people were to go out now and start looking for buying turkeys, hams, things like that, you guys have space down there to store these things until you start handing them out for Thanksgiving, don't you?
Yes, absolutely. We make sure that we have all kinds of storage room. We've got a big old freezer that can support this kind of food.
And so if you're headed out to go grocery shopping and you're thinking, you know what, maybe I should pick up another ham or like you said, cranberries, you know, even instant mashed potatoes, regular potatoes for that matter, those kinds of things are what you're really looking for. Anything that would be tied in to a usual Thanksgiving dinner right now is what you're looking for.
That is what we are hoping for the most. There's a couple other things that we haven't gotten a whole lot of either. We don't get a whole lot of condiments, so ketchup, mustard, mayonnaise, stuff of that nature. We don't get a whole lot of that, and we used to get a lot.
And so, if you're out there and you see it, sometimes they'll have it on sale for 99 cents, something like that. Grab a bottle or five or whatever and take it down to the food bank. What else are you kind of looking for as well?
One thing that I think would be really nice is shelf-stable milk. Quite often we will get milk in as a donation, but it doesn't last very long. Either it expires or we just give it out so quickly. But shelf-stable milk would be very beneficial.
So shelf-stable milk is out there now. And shelf-stable, if you don't know what shelf-stable is, it's anything that doesn't have to be refrigerated, really. So they do make shelf-stable milks. They are out there, and if you see them, grab them and, you know what, take some and give them to the food bank. Either that or, you know, and I know that there are going to be, it seems like this time of year, a lot of groups and families and businesses and stuff do food drives for the food bank. But you can take stuff to the food bank yourself as well, can't you?
Absolutely.
And so you guys are looking, once again, for anything seasonal that you would put on your table for a Thanksgiving dinner. If you want to buy a ham, they've got space for that. If you wanted to buy a turkey, a frozen turkey, they've got space for all of that. And, you know, this is one of those things I always say, that Carbon and Emory counties are one of the best places to live if you are in need of something, because people usually will go above and beyond to make sure that people are taken care of in this area. Now, another thing that you guys were saying, your regular donations you're okay on right now, but are there certain items out there that you could always take, that you could always have?
Some of the items that we could always have, we're always in need of canned goods. We accept them, we love them. They're easy for us to give out, and they're easy for people to take and use. especially cans that have the pop tops. Those are greatly appreciated. We have some homeless population that they come in, they rely on us for food, but they may not necessarily have a can opener. So pop top cans are amazing for that population.
And once again, that's just everyday stuff. Canned goods, non-perishable food items like that. They can take some perishable food goods down there too. If you've got it and you're wanting to give, take it down and give it to the food bank. Now, if anybody has questions, where can they find you guys at? What's the best way to get a hold of you?
All right. So we are down on the corner of 750 East, 400 South here in Price. And you could give us a call at 435-637-9232.
Okay, and that's the old Reeves School building. They're right behind it, kind of in the same parking lot, but right there. If you've got food items that you would love to give to the food bank, help out a family this year with the Thanksgiving holiday, with the Christmas holiday coming up, feel free to head on down there or give them a call. Cade, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate you taking out the time and coming and seeing us.
Yeah, no problem. Glad to be here.
Now, we were speaking with Cade Lyons, the food bank coordinator for Carbon, Emory, and Grand Counties. If you have items you would love to give to the food bank, get on down there, take it down, and they can take care of you. All right, now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.